What's up, Mixed Emotions family? It's your girl, India, and we're here to tell you about the Mixed Emotions Hotline.
It's your boy, Mr. Wavy Willis. If you got questions about family issues, relationship advice, or random thoughts you feel like we can answer for you, you can call or text us. Hey, Dom Arrows, what's the number?
The number is 863-438-1156. Again, that's 863-438-1156. Keep in mind that you could call or text anonymously. If you want your name to be in it, we will play it as it is over the podcast. With that being said, let's get to the show. Another episode, 147 of these things, man.
Yeah. You know what I'm
saying? We back, man. I guess let's get into it.
It's your girl.
India. Mm-hmm. It's your boy.
Mr. Wavy Willis.
Y'all set it up.
Yeah. That's gotta get to the episode.
I fucking knew it. I knew it because I see how he smiled at you, and I was like, I see this is happening. This is happening right there.
Yeah, let's get into that. Yeah,
I should have said it first.
That's all good. Come on.
No, that's all right. Yeah, that's all right. You started this. This is what
I did start this. I did start this.
Yeah.
And I'm okay with it. I'll find another way to get y'all.
All right. We look forward to it.
Yeah, look forward to this.
Because at this point, it's bullying.
It's 2-on-1. I see what it is.
Oh, what now? Nah.
Look at y'all. Y'all was so happy how y'all set it up. Y'all was like, it's your boy. It's your girl. I seen it all inside of y'all and y'all facial expression on some.
Wow. Okay.
We got them. Let's set them up.
You know what? The alley-oop to each other. I don't know what you're talking about.
Y'all threw the alley-oop to each other.
Wholesome. Getting it out the way. That's all that was.
Right. That's all it is.
You know, you're taking it as an attack. Uh-huh. Clearly. But you know, it wasn't that. No.
Y'all gonna see why I'm taking things. Everything is an attack later on.
No, but the thing is, that's why we don't play games with you. That's why. Because you be going for blood every time. Mm-hmm.
I got you. That's how I do life.
Honestly, I think you've toned down a little bit.
When we play Monopoly
over, I don't know what that was. New Year's, Christmas, one of those. You were actually pretty reasonable. I actually ended up making deals with you. So we did
come up with some deals.
Yeah,
it was actually Lexi that was more unreasonable because she was mad that you ain't do that deal. She was so mad. She was like,
don't let that nigga have nothing. I was like,
she's a competitor too, bro.
She is. And every time Melanie would go past go and would forget to say shit about her money.
I'm not saying shit.
And then Lexi didn't say shit either. And then Lexi immediately did the same thing. And me and Chris was over there throwing the dice.
Throwing the dice quick as hell. Like, If I land on your shit and you don't say, oh yeah, that's gonna be blah blah, I ain't saying a fucking word. I'm gonna be like, oh yeah, it's your time. I'm gonna keep the conversation going.
And I looked at Chris, I was like, I ain't got no fucking money. Please hurry up and pick these guys.
And what's crazy is even in that spirit, I always kind of give them enough time to where it don't look like I'm just trying to throw it out. I'll grab the dice and be like, all right.
He was shaking them shit a little bit.
Yep, it did. Just toss the bitches. Because once I toss the dice, you'll turn over. Like,
you know. Exactly. You can't get your money.
Mel was getting so mad because
she was like, I don't think you guys are being very fair. I was like,
that's not my job to keep track of you.
I can't keep track of your property, man.
Oh, that shit was funny as hell.
Hell no. Shout out to all my Monopoly players out there, man. Y'all know how it is. Y'all know how it is, man. But shit, man, let's get into it. How was y'all week?
Man, my week, I'm so glad it was done. Man, let me tell you something. I'm a genuine nice person. This work related. I'm gonna get into it real quick. Mm-hmm. Short, sweet. Having a good conversation. It was going good. She came over to my area to help me and shit, right? I'm like, all right, cool. Like, I was helping her shuffling something. She's like, can you just stop? In my head at that moment, right then and there, I wouldn't be like, bitch, who you talking to? You know what I mean? Like, she cool, but it's just like, I want to rephrase it like, hey, let's stop right here. Like, hey, if I would have said that to you like that, how would that sound?
Why do they talk to you so crazy?
I do not know. Cause I paused for a moment. I smiled. I was like, okay.
She said, can you?
Cause she looked at me. It was a black woman too. She was black. And like, she looked at me and kept it like, you know what I mean? And she cracked the joke afterwards cause she knew like, yo, like, that's not it.
She said, no. So you was helping her with something.
Like, I was in my area, and she came over to help me, but I didn't know she was coming over to help me, right? You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm already, like, this area where I'm, like, shuffling cake, whatever you want to call it, but I had to move cake around, and she came over and started helping me. Like, I was already doing my job, you know what I'm saying? Like, I didn't know you was coming over to help me. I just thought you'd come over to talk. You get what I mean?
Right.
And, like, as I'm moving stuff around, and she completely just like, can you just stop? Like, just snap real quick, and I was just like, and I gave it a look. And that's why she made that, started joking with me a little bit. I'm like,
no, yeah, fuck joking with me. Yeah. Oh, man.
Woo. Yeah. What? That's why I was like, bro, I kept my composure. But it was like, I only had like 20 minutes, like, I think like, no, 15, 20 minutes left on the clock. And I was just like, bro, I don't got time to spaz out on this woman right now.
No, I feel you.
So I'm like, all right, keep it moving. Because I'm about to go home. This is my weekend. We done. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But people got to realize, like, in that moment, think about what you're about to say. You know what I'm saying? Like, right. I don't know. Maybe you don't mean it, but that I'm trying to approach it. I'm to a standpoint now. Like, in my head, I could be like, I could snap on you. I'd be like, hey, let's think outside the box. Like, if I would have said that to you right now, how would you feel? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, should you snap on me right now?
Is you cool with getting that same energy back?
Right. Are you cool with that?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But that's here and here there. You know what I mean? I'm done with that. That was cool. I was happy to come home chill for the weekend with the family. We took little man, look, you already said, we took little man to the Children's Museum.
Mm-hmm.
When I said that bitch was packed. Mm-hmm. Like, she's like, we'll go back when he's a little bit older and we'll try to do like a weekday.
Yeah.
Cause, bruh, it wasn't it. Like, literally, like, we got there, we were probably in that bitch for like an hour, and we paid $80 for me and her. That was like 40 a piece.
Mm.
And we was on the internet for an hour, bro. Like, it was so congested, it was just like, you couldn't do too much, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah.
So, we ended that. We just ended up going to IKEA for a little bit. You know, she was doing her home shopping, trying to figure out what she wanted to do next, you know what I'm saying? And then, after that, we went to Cracker Barrel, which was cool.
Okay.
But let me tell you something, bro. If you're a server, like, I get, you know, we all been in the food industry. You know what I'm saying? But it's just like, if you serving the table, like, try to, you know, be consistent, check in. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, don't and like leave us.
Old girl was not, she wasn't in for us. Like, she fucked up Alexis ordered like twice. You know what I'm saying? And I was just like, guy even asked, like, how much you want to tip? Because she's like, we normally do 15. And I was like, she ain't getting that.
Damn.
Like, I was like, it was just bad. Like, she didn't check on us. I'm like, bro. And the thing was, it wasn't that busy. Like, I looked at the table. She had, like, I think it was the three of us.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? And I was just like, you know, I'm being cool and everything. You already know me. I got the time on. So I'm timing how long everything take. That's just me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't rushing you, but I was like, let me see. You know what I mean? Even then, like, I don't know if she was, like, timid or scared. It was a black chick. She seen my eye. You know what I mean? But, she got a tip, but it wasn't, like, the normal tip we give people.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, I mean, shit. You earn your tip. That's how it worked. You know
this is my thing. I get, like, some people, they make their money for tips, but it's like, you not, bro, like.
If you're not working, shit.
Yeah. I just left that at that, man. We came home. Everything was all good. I wanted to, real quick, we posted a review the Adam Project, but we're not going to review it. I'm just going to talk about it real quick.
Yeah.
It was a scene in there that got me emotional. It was pretty much like a father-son moment in there, and mm-hmm. I was like, damn, yep, I'm a dad. This nigga, he started talking about, it's okay, it's okay. Uh-huh. I love you. Da-da-da. He said all that shit. I was like, what's the fuck going on right now? Like, I'm dropping this. I did the Denzel for Glory. I'm like, oh, this is real. And I had him sitting on my lap and everything. And I looked at him like, oh, this is real right here. Like, mm-hmm. I'm doing this.
Yeah. But, crazy how it changes you, though.
That's funny. That's crazy.
I was feeling this. I was like, what the hell?
Yeah, it makes you look at it a little differently when you got one of your own.
Man, but.
He probably was looking up like, what's going on?
What's going on? Yeah, do I need mm-hmm. to
like, look over my shoulder? It did.
Yeah, like, hey,
did you hide my man?
Hey, turn this off if it's going to make you do this.
Right.
He's looking at him like, yeah, now.
But no, that's how my week was. Everything good. And oh, man, and shout out to Leo West and Don, man. That, hey, fire. Fire.
Look at him.
Nah. Fire.
Nah, man.
That transition, fire.
Yeah, man. He impressive, dog. That's all I can say. Yeah. I mean, do y'all want me to get into my week or
go ahead, yeah.
So damn, let me get into it then. I got a lot to talk about. I ain't gonna lie. I think that opportunity I was on, I think I told y'all, like, it came back up. I didn't tell y'all. It came back up, but looked like I got an email about it, and about this is work stuff. I got an email about it this week, and then it confirmed. I'm like, okay, because I thought I was tripping. I'm like, damn, so y'all just gonna do me like that? Like, I was starting to feel a type of way because of how shit was going. But then I got an email confirming this week, like, you know, maybe I was just being a little too anxious. So I ain't saying nothing. I just kind of was thinking that the whole time. So
yeah.
But then I'm like, oh, okay, so I'm good. But so. That's work. You know, work is just work, though. Like, at the end of the day, like, somebody tried to say some shit, like, it kind of bothered me a little bit. And this is, all right, so, as of yesterday, from now, for the rest of this year, my motto is I'm taking it personal. I'm taking everything fucking personal, y'all. Because niggas about to quit fucking playing with me. So, I'm taking everything fucking personal. Like, niggas is about to quit playing with me. At work this week, it was a situation where, or not, like, all of these last couple weeks, somebody was saying this thing, like, you know, let's say I'm put over a batch of trainees, right? A group of people that come in to train. And then somebody else is like, I could do this in a week. Like, I could train them in a week. And the type of training that we have, hell no, you can't do it in a week.
Right.
So somebody was like, well, we're going to bring somebody in to do that. And I'm like, fuck. Like, I'll get these people done in a month. And that's crazy. Right. And I'm not talking about, like, the shit that we got to do is a lot of shit. So, like, I'm getting these people through two parts in a month. Like, two parts of the whole training, which is their whole job for the most part, in a month. So I'm like, somebody was like, yeah, you know. They said they're going to bring somebody in that could do it in 7 days. I'm like, I got to fucking see it. I got to see it. Like, I got to see this motherfucker do it. Because it's no way that these people being trained how they supposed to if you do that shit in 7 days. And even with just the system that we have, like, it would be impossible to do that shit in 7 days. Like, I would have to see you navigate so many different things. So. And then it came up, like, they was like, oh yeah, so turns out they don't get them through the whole training, they just get them through the part of the training where they get to this step. And I'm like, bro, I'll be doing that as it is. Like, I know what I'm doing, you know what I'm saying? So I was like, sure, bring them in. You know, at the end of the day, I was laughing because everybody else know, they was like, damn, Chris been doing a really good job with these trainees. Like, and they even were saying that, but these is like higher up people that's like saying. stuff like that. I'm like,
people that aren't in the building.
That's not in the building. Everybody in the building already know, like, damn, Chris been really doing his thing when it comes to that. So it's just like, all right. I was like, do what you gotta do at the end of the day. But enough about work. Like, it actually ended up working out. People know what it is with me. They know what it is. Yeah. They're like, I'm a good trainer. I know what I'm doing. But so we had all right, so this weekend I'm working with Leo. We had a last recording session for a certain thing. And this was it. So we pretty much done with that part. Now it's just mixing, mastering. We got the whole concept. We had a little, photo shoot. Everything was cool, you know what I'm saying? We made it an all-day thing. And then yesterday we had a show in between. He had a show. Also, Eye to Eye video is out now. That's a single by Leo West. Y'all could check that out on YouTube. But and that's spelled with a 3, West, W3ST. So, but yeah, the video dropped for that. Then we was in the studio this weekend and we was just having some good ass conversation about shit and like music shit, because we had a situation where we went to we had a show we went to yesterday, and it was set up. It was good. It was a nice setup, like good venue. Right. A decent amount of people there. Like, it was a nice crowd. Like, you had vendors there, all types of shit. So the show setup was great, on point. But then, so I was supposed to DJ for Leo West, and we've been working on that all day, like working on the performance, and it was on point. But then when I got there, the DJ was like, oh, no, you're going to have to send me the songs and I'm going to have to play them. And I'm like, I already knew, like, at that point, like, damn, this ain't going to be what I think it should be. But I was just like, oh, no, it's cool, bro. Like, I'll just go out there and, film or, get some snaps for you or some shit. I don't know. So he gets on, and then is this part, like, where he get on, and then they like, so they had a live band there too for the other artists, you know what I'm saying? Which is cool, because that's their band. I get that. So that's why I was supposed to be, DJing for them. But then like, so the artist that had went on before him came with, clearly, a decent amount of people came to see that person. And once he got off, he walked off in the middle of his set, in the middle of, like Leo said, and then a bunch of people walked out with him. And I'm like, what the fuck is happening right now? This is dead in the middle of the set. I'm like, what the fuck? And I'm just kind of looking like, okay. Mm-hmm. But it's still hella people on the balcony. Like, you could see a lot of people.
Yeah.
But the people that was down in the area, like in the front area right here, a decent amount walked off. And then the sound wasn't on point. It was just all of the shit was kind of bothering me. So I'm like, all right, babe, we're going to talk about it. Like, so we ended up talking about it and shit. And I'm just like, bro, like, one thing about him that I will give him props, and this is good for every artist, is that, like, he going to put on a show no matter what. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He gonna do what he supposed to do no matter what. Like, he not in the middle of the performance, he ain't like budge or no, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, he gonna perform.
Yeah.
And even though, like, sometimes the DJ fucking up the sound shit, and I'm like, bro, it was really bothering me, because it was like his set was the only one that was having these type of issues.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So I'm like, we talked about it and I was just like, bro, that shit was crazy. Like, that shit, I felt like it was super disrespectful a little bit. Cause, like, not only did you not wait, you just did it. Why didn't you do it in between sets? You know what I'm saying? Like, why y'all ain't move around in between sets? Why y'all do it in the middle of the next person's set? Like, you know what I'm saying? And the type of setting it was kind of intimate. Like, it was a lot of people crowded in one, like, in a small area. And then you got people across the balcony.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just like, okay, so I told him, like, I ain't gonna lie, I took that a little personal. Like, I take the show ended up being great overall. Like, it was great. I got hella connections off of, talking to people and shit like that. But it just made me feel like, you know, I was sitting down and I was just like, you got to remember this feeling. Like, remember this.
Yeah.
Remember the shows where it's not that many people. Remember all of this shit, because I'm taking it personal for the rest of the year.
Yeah.
And when shit starts switching up, I want everybody to keep that energy.
Yeah, it's your origin story.
Yeah, keep it. I want you to, because I want people to feel it. Because I know niggas gonna be like, when shit do pop off, and especially when they see what we got planned, people gonna be like, oh damn, mine. Oh man, yeah, I fuck with you. And I'm like, you wasn't at no shows,
right?
You ain't come support one time. You wasn't really fucking with me like that. And that's another thing I will say about other artists sometimes, is that I really respect that. They do come with their own crowd, and I get that. Like, people that's gonna hype they, like, they friends or whoever they may be. Sometimes they got their own crowd, and they come through, and they hype that artist up, you know what I'm saying? But I think that's what we gotta work on more, is, like, having the people that we fuck with come, because then... Mm. That'll bring on, like, at least we know we got a crowd of our own, and then that can get other people involved and shit. But we trying to take whole other crowds, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, shit like that. So it's cool though. I'm taking it very personal for the rest of the year and everything,
as you should,
and work and fucking everything. So I'm not letting shit slide no more this year. I'm just be like, bet. All right, let's get down. I'm playing Monopoly like I play Life now.
Oh, hell.
I'm playing Life like I play Monopoly now.
Oh,
damn, I feel bad for everybody involved. Because you don't play Monopoly.
And I was telling Leo last night, I'm just like, bro, that's the motto for the rest of the year. Take it personal, bro. I feel like that's like what Michael Jordan was saying in his little documentary. Like, and I took that personal. And I was like, I don't know why that just made me think of that. And I was like, bet, I'm taking this shit personal.
Yeah.
So I'm about to drop 60 on niggas for the rest of the year.
Okay.
We're going to see.
I heard that.
Yeah, but other than that, man, that was my week. Shit. How about you, India? How was your week?
Man, my week was pretty good outside of work, just as far as me getting like a lot of stuff done, trying to pack and clean and all that stuff. Did my taxes this week.
Smart. That's what I'm talking about. Oh no, you weren't happy about that.
Oh hell no. It's bad, y'all. It's bad. Make a long story short, I owe them niggas money. So
that ain't nothing new for me now. Shit.
No, it's cause I fucked up. Oh. Or they fucked me up. Like, my job, the form that they had me fill, it was bad. It's bad. So, yeah, I got that added to my plate this week. Okay. And I noticed that a lot of shit has been, like, coming my way. Like, little shit, like, trying to deter me. Mm-hmm. It's not working, but I noticed it, you know? Hey. And I was telling my mom everything that was going on, and she was like, do you feel attacked? And I said, actually, yeah, I do. I really feel attacked, but
you're on the right path then.
Yes.
You're on the right path then, because that's what happens. Shit don't go easy for when you're trying to do some shit, and then that's when all of the shit happens. And that's where it means, like, oh, you're doing the right thing then. Keep going.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it was making me think otherwise at first. I was like, damn, is this going on? But then I was talking to her and I was like, I feel like if I wasn't trying to do something, none of this would be happening. Mm-hmm. Like, none of it. So, yeah. But, and then at work, you know, people have just been tripping this week.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what it is. I don't know if something's in the water.
I think that's what's going on. It's the season change or some shit.
It has to be, but they've been showing their ass. Like, having tattletales at your job is insane. And the fact that people don't think you'll find out that they're, you know, telling on you and being sneaky and being a kiss ass to the higher up.
What do you get from that?
I never understood. I'm like, you want a promotion that bad, or you want opportunities that bad that you got to try to go and talk shit about people? I'm going to do my job regardless. Right. I don't really come here for y'all in the first place, so I don't care. But yeah, so I've seen a lot of sneakiness this week, yeah. which isn't a bad thing. I take it all as an opportunity to just not fuck with people.
No, mm-hmm. I feel that.
Yeah. Nah. Yeah. But overall, my week has been pretty good. I'm excited about, you know, new things happening and starting new things. So it's a good week for me.
Yeah, I feel that, man. Hey, y'all. I feel like everybody, the common theme here this week was we was attacked. We was attacked as a group.
Mm-hmm. Attacked, bro.
We was attacked as a group. For no reason. And it's all good, though. Because guess what?
Hell yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm taking it personal.
What you
taking
say?
It personal, and we gonna show their ass. So
what you say?
Like, you remember me?
No. Yeah, no, I don't. I actually don't.
You wouldn't shoot with me in the gym.
When I say the talks we be having in the studio be so good sometimes, dude. Like, we'll like work on things, and then like we'll work on something, and then once we kind of done working on it, we mm-hmm. just sit and start talking. I'm like, yeah, this, and we were just talking for a minute. And I'm like, hell yeah, bro. Like, those damn near be like therapy sessions in there, because we just be really going through, like, talking about real shit. And I'm like, hell yeah, man. But yeah, y'all, we gonna pull out of this shit, man. Let's move on to the mixed culture topics we got here today. So for mixed culture, so this week I was kind of on Twitter a little bit more than normal, mm-hmm. but I still didn't understand what the fuck was going on. I just seen like people kept Doja Cat quits, and I'm like, huh? Like, and I'm thinking it was fake because, you know, it's social media. Like, I usually assume things are fake before I assume that they're true.
Yes, yeah.
Which is kind of weird, but yeah. So I'm looking, I see the tweets, and then I seen somebody reposted like pictures of her tweeting. Like, let me see, let me go read the tweet actually. It said, it's gone and I don't give a fuck anymore. I fucking quit. I can't wait to fucking disappear and I don't need you to believe in me anymore. Everything is dead to me. Music is dead and I'm a fucking fool to ever think, forever thinking I was made for this. This is a fucking nightmare. Unfollow me. So that's the first tweet I seen. And then it said, this shit ain't for me, so I'm out. Y'all take care. And then she changed her name to Doja Cat. You know, like when you change your name on Twitter to anything, it just said, I quit. So I'm like, what the fuck going on? Like, I'm trying to figure out what the fuck happened. And then I seen she was supposed to be performing, was it Brazil or Paraguay?
Paraguay.
Paraguay is in Brazil, right?
Wrong person to ask.
Right, I'm sorry. No disrespect, Brazil.
No disrespect at all. I'm just not good at geography. Yeah, that's it.
We both.
Y'all can't even tell me to find Montana on in the U.S. Like on the map. Y'all be like, where's Montana at? And I'm like, I'm gonna point to either North Dakota or South Dakota. One of those. Yeah. It's close to that area though. Mm. Ain't it to the left of Yeah, no, it's got to be somewhere to the left because it's a lot of desert area.
It is. Yeah.
Either way. Who really knows where that place is? That motherfucker is somewhere. Montana is somewhere.
Shit, I forgot all about Montana, honestly.
Idaho, all of that shit. Even though I do know Idaho because it's on the potato box. I could see the shape of it on the potato.
Yeah. Yeah.
I know that there's like, they always taught us in school about Mimal. The chef, like one of the states looks like a chef hat and then his nose and all of that.
I think Illinois or Indiana is
in one of those.
Yeah. They ain't never do that. They ain't never teach me that shit.
Alabama and then Louisiana. I can't remember the state above it that starts with the M, but yeah.
He really does look like a chef. I was about to say Memphis. That's a city.
It's all right.
Who knows, man? Who knows? But I said all of that to say I have no clue where Paraguay is. I assume it was Brazil. But with that being said, I guess there was a sandstorm there or some type of natural disaster. I'm not 100% sure which kind. And she canceled the show. And everybody was upset with her about canceling the show.
Yeah.
And they were like hounding her on social media. And they was like going to her hotel. Niggas is getting wild out here.
Yeah. They had Marcus Houston dancing in the rain. When you got served, instead, this is how they expected Doja Cat to dance.
Wow.
Do her performance.
No,
it's crazy.
These fans are getting out of control, G.
Mm-hmm.
They are. They think they're so entitled to a person.
Yeah. And it's sick. It's a sick mindset to have because these are actually real ass people that y'all doing this shit to. Like, I know it's easy to be like to think like, oh man, you a superstar. Like they something different from us, but like they real ass like people, and this is their job. So like, do you go to other people's job that call out because you know they at fucking McDonald's and it's a sandstorm and they don't show up and you.
And come in your damn house like, what was that McDub with, my nigga?
Where the fuck were you at?
I needed fries.
On my life. Y'all don't do that shit to the regular people, G. Like,
right.
Now, if it's a service you pay for, you know, I understand that, but that's on the artist. They're going to either refund you or they're going have another show date. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. So that way you can transfer that ticket over to
exactly,
that.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Exactly. So, I don't know. What's y'all thoughts on this?
Fans need to stop thinking they're so familiar with the artist. Like, don't think you got a close connection to me like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, at the end of the day, like, I appreciate you for making music that you can, you know, that you can relate to. I appreciate it that you enjoy listening to. That's all good, well and down. You know what I'm saying? But just don't think you have the ability. Yeah, I got you. Don't think you have the ability just to come in and tell me what to do or tell me, hey, get out here and sign this book. I'm like, exactly. Wait a minute. Who you think you're talking
to? Like, exactly, like, bro.
This ain't that. You know what I'm saying? Like, we'll cancel you. I'm like, hey.
Okay, you're going to have to cancel me then.
Yeah. I guess I'm not for you then. You know what I'm saying? Like, bro, like, what are you thinking right now?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, hey, you good? But are you good? You know what I'm saying? Like, not going to pull that card? Like, we don't do that. Like, bro, like, at the end of the day, I'm an artist that entertains you. But then once I get off that stage, I'm a regular person just like you. Yeah, my finances are more, you know, what it is, what it is. But, like, I still
got to
wipe my ass just like you. Exactly. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
That's really what you value it as, too. Like, because people can be like, oh man, you a millionaire. You a billionaire, but that's because you're willing to pay a lot of money for what I do.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you. Mm-hmm. That's what you put your value in, or you wouldn't be here. You wouldn't be here at my concert. So there you go. But how you feel, India?
I just think people have always felt so entitled to an artist's life, like acting like they live to serve their fans and put out music and things like that. Like, even with Rihanna, they bullied her ass. They've been bullying her for years.
For an
trying
album.
To get her to put an album out.
Oh, yeah.
But she's literally got one of the top makeup companies in the world. She done turned it into a lingerie company. Like, she's doing other shit. So for people to just act like, oh, well, if she's not going to perform, then she needs to come out and see us. Y'all smoking dick, ain't you? That's what it is. Y'all done lost y'all damn minds.
Exactly.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah,
people are absolutely ridiculous.
People are very entitled to these artists, and it's like, bro, do y'all feel like I would love another Rihanna album, but you know, Anti was really good. Like, it was a really good album.
It was.
If you want it again, go back to it. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was an extremely good album, but like, if a person is done, you gotta respect that. You have to respect that shit, G. Like, you gotta, I mean, you could probably be like, damn, it was too early. You could have your comments and shit like that, but don't take it too far. Like, or don't, do, and like Doja Cat's case, don't do nothing that's gonna make a person want to quit. Now, you know what I'm saying? She ain't even, like you said earlier, she ain't even want to quit when the racist shit came out. You know what I'm saying? So this had to be, y'all really made her mad. G, like, come on, and y'all know I fuck with Doja. I'm a fan. I was one of the few people that didn't cancel her because I'm cool. She black and she made a mistake, and I'm willing to give black people another chance. So that's just me. Especially black women. I'm always down to give black women another chance. But I mean, I wasn't gonna cancel her for that. So y'all was really wilding out. Had to have.
It don't make no sense.
Yeah.
And I think with the age of like social media, it's so easy to be, you know, an artist, how an artist feels is so easily accessible.
Yeah.
That they can just see what people are saying about them and everything. Like, I imagine back in the day, you just had to wonder.
Right. You just had to wait until what the newspapers say.
Yeah, see what the newspaper said.
And then at that point, you read the newspaper, it only feel like it's one person writing that shit. It's like, eh, fuck that one nigga that wrote that. But when it's the social media, you get to see, it's like getting a billion newspapers. Man, fuck that nigga too. And that one too. Like,
I imagine that's hard to see.
I always wondered, like, if I became a celebrity, what kind of celebrity would I be? Would I interact on Twitter or would I be off of that? Because, like, I'd be on Twitter, you know what I'm saying? I'd be on there. But do I want to be on there with that type of platform? Because you say anything and you know what I'm saying? You might fuck up the bag. And the most successful people I see just stay off. They stay off that shit, man.
Yep, I would definitely just have a burner account if I felt like I really needed to.
You're right.
To have one.
Hell yeah.
I would just have a burner account, be on there saying all kinds of shit. Nobody would know it was me.
Yeah, and I just needed to not be traced back to me somehow. So
throw an occasional fuck India.
Hell yeah.
She's talentless.
Yeah.
Nobody would know it was me.
Yeah.
Just be on there talking shit about myself.
Yeah, talk a little bit of shit about myself just so it can't be brought back to me. And then I'm going to talk shit about the real shit that I want to talk about.
Oh, yeah.
I'll throw sly compliments at myself, but they like disrespectful. Like, man, that nigga think he all of that with his beats being good and shit. I'm tired of that nigga, man. Ain't y'all tired of him, too? And then I'm going to move on. Talk about some other celebrity.
Right, see all the people defending him and being like, it worked.
Right, yeah, it worked. Move on. Ha ha, it is.
Just wanted to see if y'all still love me.
But I also think I would like, sometimes part of me feel like I would get in my comments and argue with niggas about my shit too. And then that won't be consistent because I'll be in that bitch like, man, fuck you, nigga. And they're like, man, who are you? And I'm like, man, it don't matter who I am. So, yeah. I don't know if I could do that. I don't know. I might just have to stay off social media because.
Man, you got to be like Jay-Z, bro.
Yeah.
Jay-Z, Kendrick, J. Cole. Like, bro, just that social media stuff, you don't even acknowledge unless you about to promote something. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And after that, bro, because people, no matter what, bro, people, you may have something that you created to you. It's a masterpiece. Mm-hmm. And somebody be like, man, that shit garbage. You know what I'm saying? It's like like how we review movies and TV shows.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? The artist that write, the person that wrote it, directed it, to them, oh, this is good. But it's like, it's our own personal opinion. You know what I mean? They're entitled to their opinion. But sometimes the people that be like, you know, critiquing that shit, they be fucking assholes. They really just want to see if they get something out of you.
Yeah, they just want to
like it the whole time.
Yeah.
And then you respond to them, oh, man, I'm really a fan. So why would you disrespect me like that then?
So you'd reply.
Yeah. It's a difference between reviewing work and being a dick. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? When you're being a dick, it's different. Like, I always say, even when I'm like, when we reviewing something that I don't like, I'm like, shit, I hope you keep getting money, though.
Like, yeah. At the end of the day, because you have a fan base that likes you.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just not a part of that fan base. But, you know, I hope you keep getting money. Shit.
Mm-hmm.
But it just ain't for me. You know what I'm saying? So, I feel like people need to keep that energy. I mean, I guess we kind of moved on from the Doja Cat thing, but kind of keep that energy when it comes to these artists and shit like that. Like, dog, they got lives too. She can be worried about her life in a fucking whatever type of storm that was.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, damn, y'all want niggas to do the A Bay Bay challenge too.
Right.
The sandstorm. Right. Funny as well.
Right, bro. Get out there and do it.
Right. That's ridiculous. I actually that's my secret. I've been working on it. Yeah, I've been trying to figure it out. I think I almost got it, though.
All right. Are you going to post it?
Probably not. This is something that I just can't be a part of this TikTok dancing shit. Do it live. Unless it's
don't blame you.
I don't know. I just feel too old for that shit. But some of it is cool. So.
Yeah.
And man, sometimes it'll be something so it'll take one video and you'll be like, damn, that dude, he hit. Yeah. And it's like, but you know, I was thinking back to myself, just a tangent. Remember all those people that like became famous? Like they was like semi like C celebrities or even D celebrities, like then they was like going on promote like hosting clubs events and stuff. Like
Yeah.
And I was like, what happened to them? Like it just like it was like they had like a year, maybe 6 months, and they was famous, like they was an IG famous. You know what I'm saying?
But you know what it is like those people are funny when it comes to skits. But like what else are you gonna do after that? Because at the end of the day, are you a stand-up comedian? Are you going to try to become a TV personality? Stuff like that. And, like, if you don't start moving in them directions somehow, then you, after...
The person that actually took off to me and maintained it, King Betch. Like, some Vine, IG, like, he's not a comedian, but, like, he transitioned from like TV shows to movies, like auditioning.
Yeah.
And that's what, like, oh, he's from here. Like, he I'm not a comedian, but like, I could be funny. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yep.
Melvin Gregg, too.
Huh? Who?
Melvin Gregg.
Oh, he was in Snowfall.
Yep.
But he was doing movies before he did Vine. I remember his first movie. Like, it was like a small role, but he went to Vine, then, like, that kind of transitioned from, like,
Okay.
Speaking of Snowfall, have y'all been watching Snowfall?
I haven't, but I
heard mixed reviews.
Oh, okay. The last episode, all I'm going to just say is that last episode kind of did wrap up the previous episode where I was like, this shit just, I lost a little respect for him. This time I was like, okay, I get it in a sense now. So I'm going to just leave it at that.
Okay.
But moving on to this next topic, y'all. So today, that's not his name. So Tyree Sampson. This is actually more of a somber topic, but Orlando. Oh yeah, I almost forgot the place in Orlando. Tyree Sampson. There's this place called the Orlando Eye.
Icon.
Icon Park. Yeah. And then so the Orlando Eye is a big Ferris wheel, but they also got other little, you know, attractions. I know that because I used to live there. And it's overrated to me, but whatever. Especially since you got Universal literally around the corner from that place, and or not around the corner, but not too far. Yeah, Universal right there. If you go way further down, like across the city almost, you got Disneyland. So like this Icon Park shit is cool, but it's a nice area though. It is a very nice area.
Yeah.
But they got the biggest Ferris wheel. They got this high drop. What you call those things where you go up high and then you drop death drops? I don't know what they call.
Oh, like you sit down the machine and it takes you up like the Tower of Doom and it drops you all the way down.
Yeah. Okay. So there was a kid, Tyree Sampson, he was on that, And he died. He died off of.
He did.
Yeah, he died. I think he was 14, I believe.
14. Yeah.
Yep, 14 years old. And that's crazy because I've been there. I mean, I ain't never get on that. On that shit, I ain't saying that it's janky. I really don't know because I'm not interested in no shit that's gonna make me feel that way. But but you know, not to say nothing to people that are. But yeah, I don't know. That's just it's kind of crazy to hear about a kid dying on some shit that you seen like every day type thing. You know,
right.
What I mean? Like it's really weird. And they saying that like the people didn't know if he was strapped in or not, and. All types of yeah. shit. So,
they didn't know if he was secure.
Dude, yeah. They didn't do their fucking job, bro. Like, and my thing is, aren't you supposed to do like almost say QA, but a maintenance check, like yeah. a test run before you start yeah. the day, or even between the days? Like, all right, bro, we do a manual maintenance routine check real quick. Make sure the straps tight in. Make sure you know they pretty much tell you, like, especially weight wise, anything. Like, hey, man, this is not for you. Like,
yeah.
you know mm-hmm. what I'm saying, but. This is the fact, bro. Like, you getting on the ride to have fun. You know what I mean? It's a adrenaline rush. I get it. But it's like, I should feel safe to get on this ride. Yeah. And even then, my judgment, my stomach don't sit right. You know, anything. Like, hey, I'm good. Get me off. Like, because you got the option to get off. I don't care if they be like, oh, no, we about to take off. No.
Let me off the bitch. Like, hey.
Right, let me off this mug. Like, I don't want to do anymore. And ask the operator that's doing the thing. Bro, pay attention. Like, they supposed to check that shit. Eric, they supposed to go around, check that bitch.
Yeah,
like,
yes. Like, you know don't what I mean? Check like, everybody yeah. in. Shake your little thing. Check like, everything, okay, you're bro. Good.
Like, I'm pulling this bitch to make sure you ain't going. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So, even in the, I guess they said, like, oh, did we check to make sure he was good? I'm like, you are, I'm not a lawyer, but you meant to fault right now. Like, did right. you not do your job?
Yeah, yeah.
And were I'm pretty not, sure. As he was going, like when it was about to go up, the person yelled seatbelt.
Like, oh my God.
His seatbelt wasn't even on. This boy was 6'5 and over 300 pounds.
Oh my God.
And he did not get to ride any, like, I think they said that most of the rides he tried to get on, they told him no because of his size.
Right.
So this one
yeah.
that goes in the air. At an alarmingly high rate, like I think they said so 75 miles per hour, they let him get on this one.
So they couldn't pause it or some shit, or like slowly bring it
out and stop. Know.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah.
Oh my God, gee, I can't even imagine. In my head, it's kind of like, ugh, I hate that feeling. But I started thinking about like how it went down, and that shit just, ugh, dog.
And his friend was right next to him. Yeah. And his friends saw it. The people that were waiting to get on the ride saw him drop.
Because
it was as soon as he went up. Like, when they were up at the very top.
Oh, and my like, God. Jesus
was it Christ. So, is it like, I don't know how you describe it. It's a seat that's like, he's sitting you know, in the like, seat.
At Holiday World, it's like the Liberty Launch. You know, the Liberty Launch where they put you in.
Yeah, they put the little thing over you. Yeah.
And you're sitting in a seat.
Yeah.
And then it goes up slow and then it shoots you. It shoots you up to the top and then you come back down slowly.
Oh, I didn't know. Like, I did a ride like that before, like in high school. I think it was Six Flags, but it took you up slowly. It didn't shoot you up. It was like,
yeah, I know which one you're talking about.
That one, it was the drop. Then it dropped you down. Yeah, you were slowly, like, you were taking your time going up, like, oh shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, your stomach woozy, they keep you up there for like a minute or two to make you feel that shit, then you getting comfortable to the, you getting used to the gravity and like, all right, bitch, drop
then
the
they drop you know what I mean? Down. Yeah, yeah,
but all right, so this one was different then, I guess.
Yeah, I think it went up quick. And then brought you
down
slow.
Don't fucking play with me, dog. Because if I'm the parents, I'm suing. It's not Icon Park no more. I'll tell you that much. I'm suing the pants off.
Oh, yeah, they said it's been closed. They said it's been closed. Indefinitely.
Yeah,
I bet.
Man.
I bet. Because I'm about to sue the pants off of these motherfuckers.
I just lost my child, bro.
Yeah.
Oh, no, wait. Yeah. It said the ride takes patrons up to 430 feet. It's 430 feet.
Yeah, they said it's like the highest.
It takes up to that height. And then it tilts so they face the ground for a moment or two and then plummets toward, okay, it goes down fast. So it plummets toward the ground at speeds of 75 miles per hour or more.
Hold on, so it took them up and it tilted them?
Yeah, it tilted them a little bit.
Nigga, I'm already up. Just keep it like that.
Oh, no.
Because if you're not buckled in and it tilts you, you don't have nothing to really
like. Especially trying to hold that bitch for gravity.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Jesus Christ. Dog.
430 feet?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, they said that's the highest one in America.
You guys.
Oh, my God. Jesus Christ. Yeah. Oh, my God. Hey, bro, my prayers go out to his family and friends. Yes,
absolutely.
Anybody that was there. Because that's ridiculous, G.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't.
Oh, that's awful. Mm-hmm.
So, I think we got to move on from this one.
Yeah.
Let's move on. All right.
That got solemn real quick.
Mm. Yeah. Hypothetical, y'all.
I'm about to switch it up. Here we go. All right.
I'm worried.
Here we go.
Let's get on.
All right. So we all, you know what I mean? We all, at this time, we all unemployed at the time, right? And we know we're struggling. We try to make ends meet. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Then we got a friend. He's like, yeah, bro. You need work or whatever. So yeah, how much you can make $1,000?
Don't.
Oh, yeah.
Don't.
Yeah, stop him.
They look so good. I'm not gonna lie, they taste very good. I'm sorry.
Go upstairs and get a snack.
If y'all don't know, these are edibles. I took one before the podcast, and this is an edible. So,
oh my gosh! You just gotta wait and see how the first one do you. So then you know, okay, next time I'll add another one.
You're right.
Because I know you're trying to find your balance. I'm just trying to find
my balance. You're right. Oh, they just look so good. I didn't think it's.
Hold up,
baby.
Shut that shit down.
That's
right
hilarious.
Oh, my gosh.
No, you good. That was funny.
Go ahead.
So we're all unemployed at the time, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you're struggling to make ends meet, but you're doing what you got to do. You got a longtime friend. He's like, yo, bro, I just need your help. How much? You can make $1,000 in one day for me. I just need you for one day. Then if you do good in this one day, then you can make another $1,000 the next week. And if you do good so far, we'll hire you on full time. You get $1,000 every day. Is that cool? That sound good to y'all?
Yeah.
$1,000 a day. All right. You in?
Yes.
India?
You know how many days is in a year? 356 a day. Yes.
Damn.
You in?
Yes.
I'm in too.
I guess so.
All right, so you like, all right, so the first day you get the, you know what I mean, you on set, you show up on set, it's a set, like, oh, we shooting a video or something? Like, nah, bro, we ain't shooting a video or whatever. It's like, so you see the girls coming out, the dudes coming out, like, oh, we shooting porn? He's like, yeah, it's like, okay. Be cool about it, you know what I'm saying? So, we like, we just need you to be the boom operator, like, we lost the boom operator, so...
That's it. Sure, you could have told me.
Making the noise, hearing everything. It's all good. You know what I'm saying? So the dude's like, all right, man, bet. So we're going to set up. So you're setting up for the first scene. So it's all good. It's
like, we're shooting
three videos today. That's it. And you get the $1,000. All right, bet. Cool. You know what I'm saying? First video is like the, you know, guy and girl. I bet you holding it up. Like, oh, okay, dang, getting it in like that or whatever. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Then the second one is the girl on girl. You know what I'm saying? It's all good. Going good. Then the last set, your boy to tell you, is the guy on guy.
Okay.
All right.
Guy on guy, right?
Mm-hmm. He's like, yeah, bro, like.
And after you just gotta do it. So my thing is like, are you going? Because if you don't, you gotta do all three sets. If you walk off on the third set, you don't get the $1,000.
I'm doing all three sets.
I'll do a fourth and a fifth if they needed. Shit, they could have been like, it's gonna be two animals having sex. I'm like, all right, I'm right then, here.
You want me to hold it this
so
way?
We all agree that we gonna stay.
Hell yeah, I'm staying.
All right, so after that, he's like, man, bro, you did such a good job. Kudos, bro. I'm letting my guy say, like, how you hold the mic and everything. All right, bet. Cool. So the next day you come in, you think it's the same thing. So he's like, all right, bro, we switching it up today, man. We doing four sets. I'm like, I bet. So he's like, so what's on the agenda for the day or whatever? He's like, all right, man, the first set is pretty much three dudes topping each other off. And I'm like, okay.
Sounds all right. Good.
Three dudes topping each other off. All right, bet. Then after that, he said he's going to switch up. You got a horse. There's a horse coming in having sex with a woman. So you got to film that next. You want doing that?
Hold up. Because now I'm pretty sure that shit's illegal. So now I'm an accomplice. That shit's illegal.
It is. Hey, but you the boom operator.
That's like animal abuse.
Oh, I didn't know that was my bad.
Hey, so, you know, but okay, it's a blank check.
No, you're hell boom no. Operator. No. Now they're going to have my ass under the jail.
I'm going to ask him, like, what all is the paperwork look like for this? Because, like, are y'all paying me in cash? Because then I could deny, deny, deny. I need that shit under the table. You know what I'm saying?
It's straight cash.
Oh, deny.
Everything cash. All right,
I'm there. Boom operator. I'll be smacking him in the back of the head with the mic.
No.
Come on. Good shit. Get in there.
Everything cares.
She the one right. Agreed to this shit, or he agreed to this all shit.
Right. Here's where it get weird.
Mm-hmm.
Here's right, where it
doing,
gets weird?
You've been doing good.
Right.
So you come in on set, like, oh, okay. And you see it's two bad chicks. Body banging. Like, oh, damn, she looking good. And they go to, like, oh, this is a girl and girl, right? Like, yeah, it's a girl and girl. And they proceed to take their pants down.
I knew
they
it.
Both got dicks.
Oh, hey, okay. Do what
I thought you
got
to
do.
Say like some two girls, one cup type shit. I was like, oh, no. That's where I draw the line.
We can take it there, but nah.
I absolutely don't give a fuck, bro. It could be two unicorns in that bitch. You said
it's $1,000 a day. No
as long as I
cash.
See that stack at the end of the day, I'm gonna be like, man, good day's work, my boy. All right, I'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah.
See you tomorrow.
It's like, bro, you're doing such a place? Good job, man. Like, another studio, right. See how you operate the boom mic. Like, you got good position. Like, you went there, you getting all the sounds.
Oh,
it's
yeah. Like, I'll be getting the mic right under him. Oh, man.
Yep.
Hey.
Your arm's going to be nice and
move the camera
tone.
That way. Get that angle. Yeah.
Yep. Hey.
Yeah.
All in.
I need you to come moan a little bit louder. Come on. Yeah.
Y'all
get a little bit louder.
Hey, I would do it too. I'm sorry. Like I'm not in it. Yeah, I'm just I'm watching.
Yeah. Again.
I'm like, oh damn, it's disgusting.
Who you fuck don't make me shit. Who whatever you do or what you eat don't make me shit. ain't that
Yeah. Who you fuck don't make me come.
Yeah. Oh yeah, who you fuck don't make me come and what you eat don't make me shit. That's what
my
bad.
I don't know what's going
two
on.
Things, my bad.
Yeah.
But none of that shit matters to me, bro. Like, I absolutely don't care. Like, I'm cool with gay people. Like, oh, shit, do your thing.
Yeah,
you
as long as
saying?
Everything we're filming is consensual.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, I think the line is where it's like some shit where it's like, yeah, we're going to do a rape scene. I'm like,
oh, no.
Oh,
I can't
no.
sit
nah.
through that.
Pack it up.
Like, yeah, like, this shit is sick, bro. Like, now, once we start getting into, like, yeah, now we're going to do some. I don't know, like, I'm not sure where my boundaries are because I know that's one of them, but, or like some child shit, that's where I'll be like, I'm calling the police,
obviously.
Bitch.
Yeah.
Like,
I'm going to go to the restroom. Give me
I'm
just
like,
a moment.
Yeah, I'll be right back. I'll be right back. Yeah, I just gotta go grab my mic out of my car. It's right here. It's another one. No,
right.
Just run, call
I got a
police.
Better one.
Yeah, I'll call the FBI on y'all. But fuck the police because they ain't gonna do shit.
Oh my god!
I'm sorry. Y'all know what I mean, though. I just want to get the high authorities on this.
But we all in for the hypothetical.
Yeah,
I'm gonna do it. It's all cash.
Let me see that.
That's $7,000 a week.
Yeah,
That's $28,000 a month.
You do such a good job. They be like, yo, man, we need you permanently. Cash. Yeah. But then other studios like, yeah, bro, he good at holding. Yep, you in there?
Yep,
making bread.
Let me hear that sex. I want to hear it because I'm the boom operator. Not a boom operator. I'm the sound guy. So
yeah, you gotta
hear it. We got it.
Yeah, I gotta hear that sex. Come on. That'll be my slogan every day. I go to work. Let me hear that sex. Let's go.
Oh my god.
Let's do it every day. Let me hear that fucking.
You come in there energetic. They like, yo, we about to have a good day today.
Oh, they're like, yeah, today we got something real wild lined up. We got 5 horses and 2 dogs. I'm like, let me hear that sex. Let's do it.
Oh my god.
You're sick.
I don't give a fuck, dog. Give me that fucking money, dog. Let me have my money.
And you know what? It is so sad that the world is so messed up right now that we would do that shit for $1,000.
Hey, $1,000 every day. Lose cash.
They'd be like,
India, what do you do for a living? I am a sound engineer.
Yep.
For
I'll tell them straight up. I'll tell them straight up. I'll be listening to the sex with the boom. I got the boom mic. They be making the sex everywhere. And that's what I do.
Making the sex everywhere.
Yeah. What kind of sex is it? Everything. You wouldn't even believe the shit I seen. I done seen it all. You wouldn't believe it.
You made it sound like a war flashback. You wouldn't believe the shit I've seen.
You wouldn't believe the
shit. I seen it everything.
Yeah. So yeah, I'm all into it, bro. If I had that job, I'd do it. Shit, I hold the boom mic. I'm in that bitch. Let's go.
They could 2 girls, 1 cup it, and I'll still be in there with the mic. And that's disgusting. I might be throwing up. I'm like, I'm sorry, we can cut that out. We can cut that out. Yeah.
When do I get vacation days? Ain't no way in hell. Why did we watch that shit when we were younger? Where were the adults?
You watched it?
I did. I watched it.
I never watched it.
I got tricked into watching it, and I just kept watching it for whatever reason.
It was an accident.
You know the funny thing? Those 2 girls that did it, I wonder if they married now.
They tried to say that they died, but you know, that's high school shit. They always say people are dying after stuff happens.
Yeah, you gotta play that off. But hold on, ain't that bitch that did 2 girls, 1 cup? Like, your ass gotta...
Well, never share a cup with your ass.
Right.
Ever.
Oh, my God.
This one is my friends,
utensils at my house.
Right.
My friend, he had sent that, or he told me to type it in. I remember we was on the phone. He was like, you ever seen that, blah, blah? I'm like, hell no. He was like, and it was multiple of us. And they were just like, type it in. And I'm like, and they laughing. I'm like, I already know it's some funny shit. And I'm like, what is it? They like, nah, nigga, just look at it. Look at the video. I'm like, oh, this on some porn shit. It looked like, I'm like, okay. And then it was like, yeah, that shit good, bro. You gonna see. And I'm looking. I was like, wait, what is they doing?
What are they doing?
What are they doing with the cup? What? Wait, no. No, what is... I'm like, wait, hold on, wait. What are they doing? Like, nah, that shit is disgusting.
Traumatized. Yeah. It was nasty.
Hey, that's that scat porn.
Oh. Yeah. They keep that.
Yeah. All right, well, moving on.
That was my hypothetical.
Hey, that was a good hypothetical, man. Yeah,
that was a good one.
I fuck with that.
I mean, I brought that up yesterday to work. At first, I was like, you gotta switch it up. I was about to say $30 an hour. I was like, no, it's entertainment business. Like, they get paid more than that.
Yeah. Oh, no, $30 an hour. You got me fucked up. I'm sorry.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So it's like $1,000. That's like $1,000. Yeah.
Yeah.
And she's like, no, man. I was like, no, it's entertainment people get paid different than what we do. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
$356,000 a year? Holla. Because I'm not taking no days.
And I don't have to pay taxes on it.
It's straight up cash.
Yeah.
Uncle Sam, who? I'm out there, bitch. On my line.
Yeah.
But, man, good shit, man. Good shit. I fuck with that. All right. Let's go ahead and get into these emotional thoughts, y'all. So, for this first emotional thought, we're going to actually get into some music. We're going to talk music, man. Mainly because I was just in a music mood this week. And I was like, damn, man. And also some of these topics I got from other podcasts. Because like, I was damn, that's a good one. Don Morales. And yeah, you're not going to get me.
Get you out.
No,
get
sir. You out. No, sir.
Damn.
But hey, I respect though.
Good That's job. Look how long it took. Yeah, I built that up.
Yeah, respect.
A whole hour.
For sure.
That's good.
Yeah.
He was so passionate, and I was like, let me get him right now.
Yeah, and then you would have got me. You would have got me if I didn't have both of my headsets on. I got them both on, and I'm ready.
That's why you got them on.
That's why I got both of them. Because I got my other one in, and then I got this one in, too. So it wasn't nothing going to slip past me today. But yeah, man, I was just in a music mood. So I'm going to hit y'all with a bunch of questions. All right.
Here we go.
All music questions. Let me pull them up. I'm about to hit y'all with multiple questions, man.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to need y'all to answer. And if you want to debate somebody's answers on these, like why is this for you or something like that, you can ask. All right. So here we go. First one. Who is y'all favorite music artist across all genres? I don't mean just rap.
Oh, so what? Singing. Top five?
Oh no, we're about to get into that. We're gonna get into that. I'm gonna just go down the list. But who is y'all favorite music artist? Period. Ever. All time. Chris it could Brown. Be alive, dead, everything.
Chris Brown. Y'all already know.
Chris Brown. Okay.
Chris Brown.
Yeah, I feel that though. How about you, Miss Wavy?
So hard. Cause I haven't been to a concert. I've been to a J. Cole concert,
mm-hmm.
but know what? Fuck it. That's my guy. I'm gonna do it live. Logic.
Wow. Yeah. I was actually thinking you was going a different way with that. Okay. Y'all know. Come on.
Yeah. That's
me we talking about here. I'm cold to the death. You know what I'm saying? My first favorite rapper was Kanye West.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
But, you know, Cole is just my favorite. He's my favorite music artist of all time. And, yeah, that's that. So, okay. Mm-hmm. These are all respectable choices, though.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I thought you was going to say Drake. I'm not going to lie.
Drake is my guy, but I was like, you know what? Logic, man.
I feel it. Okay. All right, so... Here go my next question for y'all. And, okay, so what's your top five artists let's just say top five. You could choose the genre. Choose your genre, whatever genre you want. And what's your top five in that genre?
So pretty much, like, because you got to think, like, rap pretty much expands. Like, is that... Are we just picking rap or just hip hop? Because rap can go from hip hop to they pretty much they can. What's the word I'm looking for? They go off. You know what I'm saying? Because you have artists now like rap artists singing.
Oh yeah, but it's still rap though.
Mm-hmm.
To me, because like just like Drake, he's a rapper. You know what mm-hmm. I'm saying? Like, but he sing.
I'm sick with rap then.
So. So, I mean, you got to choose. No. I'm not saying rank the genre. I'm saying.
Okay.
I'm saying find whichever genre you want and name your top five artists out of that genre.
Oh, okay. So, it's rap. So, you got Drake, Logic, J. Cole, Kanye West, Saba, and can I do Honorable Mention?
Sure.
Kendrick.
Okay. That's a good list. That's a good list.
Mm-hmm.
How about you, India? What's your genre that you pick?
I'm picking R&B.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously. And my top five are Chris Brown, Her, Frank Ocean, Jasmine Sullivan, and Cleo Soul.
Mm. There you go.
I feel like I could debate the Cleo Soul one.
I know. She's not. She's kind of alternative. She's like neo. Mm.
No, I don't mean even that. Oh my god, I keep. I'm sorry, my head is just.
I keep opening it up.
I look at them and just be like,
"You need to take those upstairs."
Honestly, right. I think I'm gonna replace Cleo with Beyonce.
That's why. Okay, so because I'm like,
yeah, be in the building.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I now that's. Because I'm like, she's still newer, too, like...
Yeah, and I listen to Beyonce way more than Cleo, honestly. Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah, those are my five.
All right. Y'all know I'm going hip-hop, based off it being my favorite genre of music. Mm. Top five, though? Let me get Cole. Let me get Kanye. Let me get Kendrick and Drake. That last spot has got to go to Jay-Z.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's my top five.
Makes sense. Easily.
Yeah. And I have plenty of favorite artists outside of that, but for me, catalog-wise, it ain't nobody touching them niggas ever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, okay. All right. So, y'all got answers for, solid answers for these. All right, so here go one, a separate question for y'all. Mm. One gotta go, okay? You got Midwest, all the music, all of the people from the Midwest that made music, that made any type of music you like. Then you got the East Coast music, South music, and then you got West Coast music. Mm. One of them, one gotta go. Who y'all getting rid of?
That's easy. It's the East.
Ooh, I don't know it's that easy for me, but okay.
The East.
So, when me and Mr. Wavy were talking about this, I said East because I couldn't, like, immediately think of anybody that was on the East Coast. And then I remembered, like, Jay-Z's on the East Coast. Yeah. And then Snoop is on the West. And I'm like, I don't know. And I can't do Midwest because that's Kanye. That's a lot of people that I listen to. So, I can't do the South. Honestly, I might have to do the West.
So,
thinking of Kendrick,
do we?
Oh shit!
This is my thing. Do we have? All right. So, where does the East stop and the South begin? Because Cole is from North Carolina, I believe.
Yeah,
Raleigh, North Carolina. Not Raleigh, but Fayetteville, North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
So, is that considered East or is it considered South? That's very important to this conversation.
Let me look. Let me look.
Got a map.
Yeah.
Hey, bud.
Because it's on the coast.
Damn, I just want you to pull the map up. You said North Carolina?
What we doing?
Yeah.
So, that's the Southeast. East Coast is New York, you know, Connecticut, Pennsylvania, Virginia. I can't do East Coast because Chris Brown's from Virginia.
Yeah.
Damn.
Like, this is way more difficult than you might think it is, because if I do South, I lose Outkast, I lose Big Crit, I lose... who else is from Atlanta? Anybody from Atlanta. So you, Earth Gang, JID, Future, 21 Savage, Usher. You losing a lot of shit if you lose the South. Like, a whole lot of shit. And this is where it gets very difficult, because the Midwest may have less people, but it's very impactful, though. So
Michael Jackson.
Michael Jackson. You lose Kanye. You lose fucking I was about to say Common, but I don't know if people really care about that. But Common's good though. No. But I lose Sop. That's big for me. Smino. Mm-hmm. I lose. I'm thinking of somebody else. Oh, Big Sean. You lose all types of motherfuckers. But these are, like, really good-ass artists, like, as far as, like, bread and butter. And then Motown all together.
Oh, yeah.
All together. Motown is out the water. So, I'm going to have to go West Coast. That hurts to say that.
Yeah. Okay. I love Kendrick, the artists are the other way.
But I can't lose all of that, because... what I would be losing for me personally would be Kendrick, Old Snoop.
Mm-hmm.
Old Snoop.
Damn. Oh, I fuck with Buddy. Wow. You know, I'm drawing a blank right now, but
hold on.
Who else in TDE? But see, nah, because like Absol and Schoolboy. Oh, I'm gonna be losing YG. Y'all know YG, my inner gangster.
That's my boy from he's probably top dog. He had that motorcycle accident.
J-Rock.
Tyler the Creator.
Oh fuck.
Yeah.
That's a big one for me now. Fuck.
Yep.
I don't know. Damn, now this is actually way more difficult now that you said
See,
that.
See, I saw that Kendrick. Question. I was like, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah, because now maybe it is the East Coast, because then I'm losing Jay-Z.
I'm losing Alicia Keys.
She's from the South.
She's from the South. Oh, yeah, she's from Houston.
I don't know why they put her on here. This is also Wikipedia. So.
Oh, okay. Wikipedia, you got anything.
Yeah. But then you losing Jay-Z on the East. You losing all them old niggas. Then you losing Biggie.
All them old niggas. Oh, damn.
Dipset. Oh, man.
But Nas.
I'm not that, like, I get, Nas is one of the greats. I'm not trying to disrespect. I'm just saying I'm a Jay-Z guy. Like,
I just know I didn't even consider the South.
Let me see something, man.
This ain't no way.
You know what? I don't know. I'm going to just have to say the West now for now. No, I'm going to go East Coast. Because as long as J. Cole is a part of the South, I can live. I can live with that.
Yeah.
I can't lose the South, though. They make too much shit.
I feel that.
All right, everybody. So I'm saying the South. Who y'all saying again?
Oh, East.
You're saying the South?
Oh no, I'm not saying the South. My bad. I'm saying the West. My bad. No.
I'm gonna say the West.
Okay. All right.
I'm East all day, bro.
Okay. That's different. That was way more difficult than you might think.
You know, my music palette is different from y'all, so that's probably why.
Yeah. All right, so here we go. What's y'all top five favorite albums? Any genre. You could pull them up. Or you could... Whatever you got. Top five favorite.
Here I go. I'm going to go. I'm going to jump it off. You know, I'm prepared. Let's get it. Logic, Under Pressure. Drake, Nothing Was the Same. J. Cole, Forest Hill, 24 Forest Hills Drive. Saba, I know it just came out, but it's my shit. A Few Good Things. Kanye West, 808 and Heartbreaks.
Ooh, those are good.
Those are really good.
Let's go, man.
Those are good. Impressive. That's respect.
Those are the classics. If I was like y'all to get vinyls, those would be my collections.
That's respect.
You need to get a vinyl collection. Oh, yeah. You need to get one.
Oh, yeah. That's a classic. You deserve a vinyl collection for having classics.
One day.
Yeah, but okay. How about you, India? What's your favorite top five looking like?
All right, so Heartbreak on a Full Moon, Chris Brown.
Mm-hmm.
Channel mm-hmm. Orange, Frank Ocean.
Okay.
Hey.
Songs in A Minor, Alicia Keys. Take Care by Drake, and then Freudian by Daniel Caesar.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
These are good. Yeah. These are all good.
Hey.
Yeah.
Ooh,
that's about to be difficult for Dom right here.
This is very difficult for me. All right, top five albums. Yeah. I'm not doing this in no order. But Born Sinner.
Okay.
Fuck. This is so difficult, G. let me get. I don't know if I want to go Graduation or College Dropout.
Yeah, that was the hard part.
Or My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go Graduation.
That's bad.
Let me get... Nothing Was the Same.
Mm-hmm. Are you sure you don't want to get that... But you don't even like that one song off of that. What was it?
What?
When he was on the tower.
Views. No, I love multiple songs off of there, but my favorite Drake song ever is on that album. But as a cohesive album, I'm going to have to go Nothing Was the Same.
Gotcha.
But damn, how often do I go back and listen to Nothing Was the Same?
I just know I had that, like, majority. Like, I know I had the Logic Under Pressure. I had the CD. Drake had the CD. The only threes I didn't get, the only CD... At that time, I just ended up streaming. I would have got on CD, Mm-hmm. Because I still got those, but the two I mentioned I got.
Yeah.
Classics.
Damn, dog. Can I throw in a mixtape or do it all? Let's just do albums.
Hey, this is your game.
That's making it harder.
You do whatever you think.
Yeah, this is that would make it too hard.
You talking about that Kush and Orange Juice, huh?
Yeah, because Kush and Orange Juice would definitely be in there for me.
Man, he was to get that cleared. That's a lot of clearing, though.
He did clear it a little bit, but you know, they had to change some of the shit around and then they put it on streaming. Mm. And that's how I got the vinyl. Like, they came out with an official pressing for the vinyl and all that. Mm.
And the vinyl was actually everything from the original?
Kinda, yeah. But they changed some of the beats that they couldn't get cleared as far as like samples and shit like that.
Right. Damn. Come on, just clear the sample.
I'm going to have to go Good Kid, Mad City.
Oh,
that's one of the
best
albums I ever heard in my
life. Yo, I forgot all about that right there.
No, I'm sorry. Not Good Kid, Mad City. Let me take that back. Let me go to Pimp a Butterfly.
Ooh.
Let me go to Pimp a Butterfly.
Okay.
And then, so that's four. I need one more. Let me get Care For Me. Care For Me by Saba.
That's a good list.
Yeah. Let's go.
Okay. All right. Damn, that was a hard one for me because I could do anything with that list. I could, if you told me to get rid of all five of those, I could come up with five more and be content with it. All right. So next, what's the best decade of music for you? Best decade. So that's the 60s, the 70s, the 80s. The 80s was hot actually. The 90s. 2000s to 2010s, and then right now, shit, we 2020, shit.
Mm.
I think for me, it was the 2000s.
Now this one was hard, really.
So you got, there's a lot of nostalgic music in the 2000s.
Yes, because that's where I like got a love for a lot of artists that I like now, because I was introduced to them, you know, in my formative years of the 2000s. So. That was definitely my favorite for all different genres.
Okay.
Man, I'm about to go 2010s because to be honest with you, that's when it started to take off for me, with especially like we was out of school, like J. Cole got introduced to me more than Drake, than Logic. I didn't know about Saba at the time, and even more other artists that's coming out, like Trippie Redd. He's like, is he? Or 2020s.
No, that's
he's
more. I mean, if we talking about the full decade, all the way to 2010, all the way to 2020, popped at the end of 2019.
So he got introduced to me, Smino, what I'm saying? So, yeah, bro, I'm gonna go 2010.
I gotta agree. It's 2010, G, and I don't even, I'm gonna be honest with you, I don't even think it's close. Mm. I know a lot of people might be like, oh, 90s. No.
90s is cool, don't get me wrong. Like, you had those. But the 90s, like, to me personally, I'm a 90s baby, but I feel like I was still transitioning my brother and sister era, because, like,
you were listening slow to what R&B, the people around us were listening.
Like, we had a whole, Jay-Z was coming in, H to the Izzo, E to the Izzo.
That was early 2000s.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
They can't even have that. They had it's like, really, you got reasonable doubt, Jay-Z, at that time.
But early 2010, bro, it's like I feel like it was our year, like really our year.
I have a personal connection to those artists because those are the first artists I was really like down for. Like Kanye, I don't know if you can really count him in the 2010s but he is relevant in that time. So the music he made in that time is still relevant. But but like from 2010, you got I found my real, like, so Kanye was my first favorite rapper, but then when Cole came around, I'm like, what the fuck? Who is this nigga? Like, then at the same time, you got Cole, you got Drake, Kendrick started budding, then you got all these other artists that started growing off of them. Like, then you had the little time where it was like different labels. Like, you got TDE doing their thing, then you had Maybach Music doing their thing. It was like a lot going on.
Like and Young then, Money.
Yo, Young Money doing their thing. Then you had even when it come to like rock music, I got really hard into alternative rock music mm-hmm. after 2010. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, damn, this shit is like good as fuck. Like I started really fucking with like different bands outside of like mm-hmm. that's how I started fucking with Paramore. All of that shit, yeah. like even though they were before 2010s, but they still made a lot of music records, mm-hmm. you know, that was relevant throughout the 2010s.
Right.
So like for me, Kings of Leon, like come on, G. Mm-hmm. I gotta it's a lot in there, like, and then R&B wise, Frank Ocean was in that time that came out throughout that time. Tyler Creator, you got all types of like, it's too much. It's too much in the 2010s, yeah. and I don't even think it's close.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah, yeah, man. That's I think that was the last one.
I thought you had
favorite genres and music artists. Yeah, you don't so like.
Yeah. So
what is that? Is rap and hip-hop considered in the same category, or what's that?
Yeah, yeah, rap and hip-hop, I mean, that's all the same. It's just mm-hmm. two different words for the same thing to me.
Right.
So, yeah. So, what are y'all favorite genres? Or
oh, we like, got to pick one or a
plethora? You can pick multiple, it don't matter.
Oh, so hip-hop, R&B, alternative. It's got to be in the right mood. I do a little bit of... What is it? A little bit of jazz.
Come on, jazz.
Mm. Yeah.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Mm. All right. Okay. Classic. How you feel about, what's your favorite genres and some of your favorite artists out of them genres?
Alternative R&B.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's like Mariba. Charlotte Day Wilson, Cleo Soul.
Okay, let's go.
Yes.
Let's go.
Alternative rock. I feel like, would that be like Coldplay and The Script?
Yep.
I love them. So, yeah.
Yep.
They're in there. Neo Soul.
Mm-hmm.
Again, okay. I feel like those are kind of the same artists from alternative R&B. And then regular R&B and rap. And hip-hop, of course.
Okay. I think for me, clearly it's hip-hop, rap, you know what I'm saying? Y'all know my favorite artists is Cole, Kendrick, Drake, all these people. Saba, Smino, stuff like that. That's really what resonates with me. Then you got classic rock. I fuck with classic rock a lot. So, classic rock, I mean, that's like 70s, 80s, so I'm not really going to include the Beatles too much. But, like, you got 38 Special, Point 38 Special. Then you got, what is that one band? Damn, I can't think of these niggas' names. Oh, Fleetwood Mac.
Oh, yeah.
But that was... Was that 70s? No, that wasn't 70s or 80s. That was like... No, that was... Was it 80s or 90s?
I think it's 80s or 90s.
Yeah. But they... So maybe they're not considered classic rock, but I like classic rock music.
Yeah.
Then I like alternative rock big time. So I love like the XX or fucking... Damn, what are these niggas' names? With the pink cover and the balloons and shit. Damn, come on, Chris. Get
the Beatles?
No. Oh, my God. This is about to piss me off. Oh, well. I like alternative rock. I don't know if you... No, I don't consider Kings of Leon alternative, but they dip in that bag, too. That's one of my favorites. And then I like the pop rock, like, you know, Paramore and shit like that.
Yes, yeah.
Then, as far as like, who else is what other genres do I fuck with? I don't really fuck with, like, gospel. I do like gospel here and there, but I like old gospel. Like, I don't know. Like, I like the Kurt Franklin, Fred Hammond era of gospel, and I'm pretty much stuck in that a little bit. And oh damn, did I curse when I said that? Probably.
Damn,
I think I did it again. Wow, I did so many. at this point, I don't even be trying to monitor my curse words. I have no clue if I'm saying them or not.
Dang.
Yeah. I'd be actually having absolutely nim like, yeah, you just cursed. Oh, man, my bad.
Sorry.
I completely didn't think about it. It's a part of my language. And that's pretty... Oh, R&B. That's the... Wow.
Yeah. Did I skip over there?
That's my second favorite genre for sure. And y'all already know. We got like Frank Ocean, Ari Lennox, Mariba, Kirby. Man, I could go for Jasmine Sullivan for sure.
Yeah.
Actually, it's more female R&B artists that I like than male R&B artists. But you got Chris Brown. You know, he the king of R&B.
What about Jacquees?
Man, Jacquees, that nigga is trash. No, I'm just joking. I'm joking. Nah. I don't know, man.
Hey, we can't forget my boy.
Who? No.
Bow Wow.
Nope, I knew it. I just knew it. As soon as he did that look, nah, man.
Bow Wow. Hey, but he be putting his own foot in his mouth every time. I guess he made a comment. He was like, he felt like he shouldn't have worked with Jermaine Dupri. He felt like this. I'm like, bro, you had a good career. Boy,
you wouldn't have been nothing if you didn't work with that man.
I don't know if he want more or something, but bro, you're doing great for yourself.
Yeah, yes. You're an adult child star.
Right.
Like, relax.
Bro, yeah, like Mike, bro, you was the girl's
old.
Yeah.
You had your fame, my boy.
Your time came and went. That's all. Right. Like, shit, you can't reign forever, my nigga. Like, somebody else gonna take your spot eventually. We don't have no more child rap stars, though. You notice that? Like, that's over with.
Damn.
That whole era of child rap stars is dead. Or just the child music star, like, period. Like, we don't have no child, like, pop groups, no kid... Fucking, because we had kid pop groups, we had kid R&B artists like Mario and all that. We had fucking kid rappers, like that. All of that shit is dead. Like, these kids is not on that shit.
They might not. That's crazy. I do not see any like kid groups like B5 and shit.
Yo. Yeah.
Maybe the parents figured out like I don't want my kid to be exploited. Because, like, especially, like, R&B groups, like, B2K, Myers Behavior, other groups, like, they kind of got, bro, it was a lot going on behind the scenes.
There was.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I feel like, you know, also, when you get older, it's like, you feel like, okay, am I really good at this? Do I want to continue doing this? It's like, what's the group they had? New Boys? You're a jerk. Hey, you're a jerk.
Yeah. Like,
after that was it. You know what I mean?
The child star is dead. As far as now acting wise, the child star is going to always be around because you got to have kids.
Acting, bro. But you just got to be careful with acting, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, because
they be wild.
Bro, that Hollywood life, you let your, that's like, I'm amazed that what's her name made it out. Well, she didn't make it out of Escape. Like, for instance, what's her name? Drew Barrymore?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yo, she was doing cocaine.
Yeah.
Young. Like, all into that shit, bro. Like, Hollywood will fuck you up. You know what I'm saying?
That's crazy, though. Like,
yeah.
Who was the last child star that was an artist? Now that I think about it, I think Chris Brown was the last one.
Yeah.
That I can think of. Chris Brown was the last, like, official, like, child star.
And that actually maintained his...
Yeah, and maintained it through... Wow, G. That's really crazy.
Yeah.
I never even thought about that shit. No child star.
I think a lot of times people, like, whenever they create music, they don't evolve enough.
Mm.
And then when they try to evolve, it just doesn't... It don't go well.
I know. Yeah. So the reason why it don't go well is because you got to have a scandal. Like, everybody know that now. Like, the reason why Hannah Montana was able to go from... I mean, Miley Cyrus was able to go from Hannah Montana to what she is now is because she had to do some wild shit so people can stop looking at her like a kid.
A child.
Yeah.
When she did the MTV and she was like, shit on the ass or something.
Yep, that was like, all a hell? Part of it. Like,
and she had and to get away from Disney.
Yeah, and mm-hmm. I think that's low key. Like, I think all of that should be planned. I'm not like. Mm-hmm. Like, all of that shit is like, all right, so you need to transition now if you're still trying to do this. Yep. So we're going to have to get you in some type of scandal. Like,
yep. And look at it. Let's make music with the niggas, too.
Oh, yep. Yeah.
They'll really get you away niggas. From Disney if you do
exactly.
that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Chris Brown had his scandal and made him an adult. Then you had...
Come on, now.
Bow Wow didn't have a successful scandal, so it made it hard for us to, like... He was just fighting to be looked at as a man, so he was like, oh, well, take the Lil off my neck. Yep. I don't want to be Lil Bow Wow no more. And then it just made us like, oh, Lil Bow Wow.
But he said even more now.
Yeah, he needed a scandal, though. Yeah. And it could have worked. Like, but, yeah, I think maybe the risk on that type of shit. Like, shit, Justin Timberlake had his scandal. Yeah. He ripped that titty out.
You know I feel like that was messed up. Janet got more, disciplined than Justin. Like Justin's like, oh, they just put him to the wind, but
yeah,
Janet, bro,
how could you let your titty get ripped out by a white man?
Yeah,
and even at the whole thing, he's walking off stage like, I guess things happen, and then he wanted. I'm like, are you serious, my guy?
Yeah, things happen.
Bubba,
but. I remember I was young and I was Google searching the hell out of that titty. Boy, I was
Google I'm searching good, no the lie hell out of that. It was like the very next day in school, we were talking about that titty.
I was like, that titty? Oh, I gotta see it, man. I gotta see it again.
I think it had a nipple.
See it again. Yeah, I was, and them pictures was terrible quality too.
Mm-hmm.
I could see the outline right there.
With y'all horny ass.
Hey, man, this is middle school.
Yo, middle school. I'm
young. We're trying to grab anything we can get.
Oh, my life. Girls big booties. See that titties. The sex. Oh, my life. For real. The sex. I got to see it.
Oh, my gosh. But, that is funny, too.
But yeah, man, those are just some music topics I wanted to talk about. Man, y'all had some good ass answers.
Oh no, we ain't done yet. We still got an artist you don't like.
Oh, do we?
Yeah, one more. Yeah.
What do I got? What am I missing?
Artists you don't like, or you don't.
Oh yeah, artists you don't like. Ooh.
I got
that other people might like. Go ahead. What's up? Go ahead.
NBA YoungBoy, Kodak Black. Ooh, what's that other dude?
That kind of hurt. I fuck with
what's that dude name? What the hell? Who the heck? I don't know. Some new artists. Some of these new artists, bro. I was like, I don't know.
Imagine how they felt about us when we was younger.
Hell yeah.
Go ahead, though. Yeah. Even though we made quality music, but I ain't gonna go there.
What you got, idiot?
Ty Dolla $ign.
Brent Faiyaz. I just don't get that
E-40.
One. You said Brent Faiyaz?
Yeah, I do not like his voice. I don't know what it is. Like some songs, like I think Poison, that's a good song. And I think Trust. There are a couple of songs of his that I like, but certain ones, I just don't think they sound good. Like, I'm like, can this nigga sing or not? And then the other day, I was listening to a playlist on Spotify.
Mm-hmm.
And a Babyface song came on. Mm-hmm. And I was like, this nigga sounds like Brent. And I have to turn it off.
Wow.
To turn
hell
it off.
Oh, no, really?
But yeah, Ty Dolla $ign, I usually only like him if it's a feature. But even then, sometimes I'm just like.
That's crazy because I'm
you don't have to
Ty.
Put him on here. And then E-40. Y'all know I can't stand E-40.
E-40 has like just always been funny as fuck.
Ghost Rider. Like,
he be saying some. Ghost Rider. That nigga always be saying some funny ass shit. He said, make the bitches stand in the cold forever like the Statue of Liberty. I don't know why that shit. I was like, damn, that is cold. And that bitch been out there forever.
Oh my gosh. No. It's just his voice.
Come on, man. I like him, bro.
Jesus I think Christ he had dreads, so shake him. What?
Yeah. Like, nah, he got a, no. He's pretty
No, I can't
ass,
do
nigga,
it,
nah.
bro. I can't
hey, do it. Hey, I'm trying to function.
Yeah.
Hey.
Oh no, nope. I've gotten to the point where I understand E40 is just like a. I feel like if I talk to him, it would be a funny ass conversation. He seemed cool as fuck, like, but like he just be saying some like shit, like, oh no, no, but
I couldn't do it.
All right, so here go mine. People that, and it's so crazy because I have a hard time with this because I actually like a little bit of everything. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
But I don't like culture vultures though.
Okay.
So I'm done. I don't like Post Malone. He had that's some fair. Hot songs.
Mm.
He had hot songs, but I just don't. I personally don't think his music is good like that.
He probably got it.
I don't know what the fuck he is no more. He pretty much white boy again. Like, you know what I'm saying? So
he looks like he needs a bath.
Yeah, he back to white boy status though. He not trying to be black no more. He not white Iverson no more. Let's put it that way. So you got that. NBA Youngboy, I'm in a weird place with him because like he'll get on a feature track, like what's your name? And I'm like, oh yeah, he snapped like on Tyler Creator's album. I'm like, okay. Mm-hmm. Or he'll get on a feature track with Migos or a feature track with somebody else. And I'm like, okay, he can't be that bad. Trippie Redd, he got a couple feature tracks with him. And then I go listen to his shit and I'm like, what happened?
What happened?
That's an inside joke.
We're going to get that shit.
I keep forgetting that's like that's real hilarious. People, bro.
like nobody don't know what that means when we say that, but what happened? Nigga, you know what happened. But
that was foul.
But it's just like, I don't know, I can't fuck with, I just don't fuck with NBA Youngboy. Like, not like, oh shit, keep making money, but I'm not his crowd. It's got to be another artist that I don't like, though. I can't think of nobody right now. Is it a singer that I don't like?
You don't like Bow Wow?
No, I respect Bow Wow. I like Bow Wow. I like him when he was hot. He was hot. Shit, you know, said Lil Bow Wow. You just don't know.
You like Jack Weeks?
No. I'm sorry. I hope that he make money though. Keep making money. I'm just not his fan base. It just don't. I just don't get it. I don't personally get it. I don't see the.
Oh, never mind. I'm about to say, but what about the baby?
I don't know issue with the baby. I don't know. I don't really like. I can listen to his songs, but I can't, like, I'm not going to go out and seek it, personally. Gotcha. But, like, you know what I'm saying? If it come on, I'm like, oh.
Yeah, you know his shit been on straight Bikini Bottom lately. And I ain't
cool. Hey, yo. I was at work the other day, and I was like,
Pancake.
That shit beat his ass.
Dog, he said buttermilk pancake platter. Like,
nothing could have prepared me for that. Nigga saying buttermilk. I was like, that was it?
Buttermilk platter. The buttermilk vertical pancake platter.
That was painful.
But a person that a lot of people really respect and like, I respect him. I don't like his music personally. This is just me. I don't like his early music. I'm starting to come around the corner now for whatever reason, but Nas. I just didn't get it. I don't understand. For the longest, as a child, I just did not understand. I'm like, what do they see in this nigga? Like, what is everybody so like? I never, with no songs, like One Mic, all of that shit, like Illmatic. I know people be like, oh, Illmatic, a classic, blah, blah. I'll listen to it and be like, huh? And that's a lot of people that think that. But I've always been a Jay-Z nigga, so I'm like, it's Jay-Z. What are you talking about? Like, Ace of the Izzo, like, come on, this is this nigga. But
makes sense.
Actually, as of late, though, the projects Nas been coming out with on the back end of his career, Mm-hmm. If these came out earlier, I would have probably been a Nas fan.
The ones with Hit-Boy?
Well, like, yeah, like King Disease, 1 and 2. This Magic shit that he came out with?
Yeah.
Magic, I was fucking with Magic.
Yeah.
I don't know. I was like, damn, this shit is actually kind of hot. And I was kind of scared to say that because it was like, damn, Chris, you've been living by this thing for a long time.
I hated this nigga for years.
Yeah, like I wasn't fucking with this nigga for years, G. And I'm like, man, this shit is kind of hot, though. So,
calm down.
I mean, I can't say I don't really like him no more. Like, I'm not a big fan of his early work, but it's just me, though. So, but yeah, well, I think that wrap it up for me.
Yeah.
So, all right. Well, moving on. Damn, do y'all want to get to this other topic? Because I don't know if we got enough time. Y'all want to? Let me see if I pull it up. All right, yeah, so we got the posting.
What do you think, Mr. Wavy? You think we should do it or we should wait?
We come back to it.
Yeah, we're at an hour 45.
Yeah, we at an hour 45. We only got one review, so at least it'll cut it short. Well, let's get into the review then, y'all. So for the review this week, we have Buddy. Buddy dropped his album. It's called Super Ghetto. It's only 10 songs long, 32 minutes. You know, typical. Not gonna say typical cover, but it's the hood shot. You know, we in the hood at the liquor store. Cover, you know what I'm saying? Super Ghetto. It explains, you know, the title. I'm a big fan of Buddy. This is like he's a part of that, like Saba, Smino, Buddy, like that group of people that's coming out of this era with like content, like real ass like shit in their music to me. He already, to me personally, has a classic under his belt. That's Harlan and Alondra. Harlan and Alondra to me is a classic. So I'm a big fan. Then you got we reviewed where he had the album Jank Tapes, I think it's called. Jank Tape. That's what it's called. Jank Tape Volume 1 with him and Kent Jams. He got good songs on there. Shit like that. So, like, you know, She Thinks She Loves Me, all that stuff. So, I'm a fan of Buddy. So, with this album, I had very high expectations because I'm a fan. And I was expecting that this would be fucking amazing. So, the album started out strong with like Hoochie Mama, like like that's not what you, I mean, I guess with Super Ghetto, maybe with a title like that, you should be expecting the album to be like that. So I was like, oh, okay, you know, I get where you're going with this. But then the album don't really, so what I like about it is also what I don't like about the album, which is weird. The album not Super Ghetto, but it also, but it's like a little bit of in between in there. And I love when artists do those songs. Actually, that's one of my favorite things about his music is that he do those songs. So you got like off of, like where he's singing and stuff like that. So you got songs on here like Ain't Fair, Bad News. I love that. But because it's like a little poppy to it, but it don't feel like a song that should be on the album called Super Ghetto, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you got Bad News, High School Crush. Those is like songs that you like, I don't know if this is like a Super Ghetto type of song.
Yeah, it's not giving me Super Ghetto.
It's not giving me it's not giving me the Super Ghetto and all that shit. So
yeah,
I was like, but I actually like the song. So, like, as a, I see what he was trying to do. Like, just because it's Super Ghetto don't mean you gotta be, it, every song gotta sound like that. But I compare every artist to their previous work. So if I'm comparing him to his solo album before this, Harlan and Alondra, this is not hitting the mark all the way for me, but it's definitely songs like the song. Oh, the features you got on here is Tinashe, Bless, T-Pain, and Ari Lennox. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of good songs on here, though. Like,
oh yeah.
So it's a successful album. It's actually a successful album to me. I just don't think it's as good as Harlan and the Laundry. So, you know, maybe it's because I had more time with that too, though. Like, and I'm starting to realize that as well. As like, if I have more time with an album, then I start to like it more. Because yeah. Now, even with Saba's album, Few Good Things, I think that that album might be better than Take Care. But yeah. That's because I'm starting to have a time with it. But whereas you, before, I'm like, Take Care is going to be. I mean, not Take Care, but Care For Me. My yeah. bad.
I was like, hold up, where are we going? But I got you. I knew what you meant. I knew you.
Care For Me. I thought that Few Good Things was not going to be better than Care For Me. But now I'm kind of leaning like, were they damn near even. So yeah. I'm saying all that to say, this album is, it's got some songs on here. Like, mm-hmm. So my favorite song is, Coolest Things. But then after that, you got like Bad News, Ain't Fair, Super Ghetto. I'm a back half of the album type of nigga. I could have went without the Happy Hour with T-Pain though. I could have went without that. And I also wish it was a little bit longer. Yeah. But overall, as far as the album go, I think this is a good album. It's a good album. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Not better than Harlan and the Laundry though. So how y'all feel? Go ahead.
I agree. I thought it was a good album. I liked that it wasn't super long either. Mm-hmm. That's always a plus. The songs that I liked the most, I think, were Happy Hour, Coolest Things, Black 2, and Wait Too Long.
Okay.
Yeah, kind of that whole middle section. I thought it was good.
I think I enjoyed the whole album, to be honest with you. It was good. Yeah. Plus, you had T-Pain and Legend.
I could have went without that song, I think. But
you wasn't feeling T-Pain?
No, I wasn't really. I think that's what it was. I wasn't really feeling T-Pain's part because it was just something like, I don't know, that I just wasn't. I wasn't really feeling it, but it was cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, out of 10, that's a 7.
I agree. I'll give it a 7.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
7. Yeah. Again, I'm a big fan of Buddy though, so I'm not. I think this is definitely, clearly, it's worth the listen if we said it's a 7. But, I struggle with comparing people's work to their previous work because you probably shouldn't do that all the time, mainly because it's a completely different project with a different feel. But, I'm like, damn, is this better than his last thing? And it's hard. It's hard. And then especially when you a new artist and you come on the scene, we was talking about like with Chance the Rapper, like when Chance the Rapper came out with Acid Rap, I was like, this is a classic right off the bat. It is. And it is. But when he came out with Coloring Book, I was like, this ain't Acid Rap though. Like, we need you to do Acid Rap again.
Right.
Okay. I thought you were going to say, we need you to do Acid again. I'm like, no.
Oh, that too. No. Clearly, we do need that. Like, shit.
Oh my gosh.
We need him to. I feel like he just lost that. But it's whatever. It's Chance is a good rapper.
Yeah.
But he lost what he was good at. Like, the thing that he was super strong at. It's a whole conversation I could go on days and days about. But he's still a great rapper, and he show it on other people's tracks all the time. But I'd be like, do this on your album.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, like, and that bothers me. So, whatever. So, yeah, I'm saying all that to say, go check out this Buddy album. It's called Super Ghetto. 10 songs, 32 minutes, so it's not a long listen. Check it out. See if you fuck with it or not. And we're at the end of the episode.
Yeah.
Yep, it's your boy.
Thank y'all, Don Morales. And thank y'all for coming back for episode 147. You know what I'm saying? We really appreciate it. I'm probably going to wait to see it until next episode, you know? So
I'm just joking.
No, it's all good. Do y'all have anything else to add? Oh, make sure y'all like, comment, subscribe, and share. Some people actually have been doing a really good job of like liking sometimes and like commenting too. So I really good. Fuck with y'all. And I notice it. The people that's not doing it, like I've been noticing that too. So I'm taking it personal. And yeah, that's pretty much it.
This way, bullets.
Damn it.
Good job. Good job.
I thought I was going to get you while good Anderson job. Was doing his thing, nice, you feel nice. Me? Okay. Nice. I thought I had him. Okay.
Right. No. Thanks for holding it down, y'all. Got a, you know, acting up right now, but thank you. Yeah, it's going to be the last time doing it for a little bit. It's your girl.
India.
Yeah.
Don't do my baby like that.
Nah, I'm just, it's a professional setting. You can't,
He just wanted to be in the show, that's all.
Nah.
It's all good, man. Do y'all got anything else to add, or y'all good?
Again, shout out to Don for holding it down with the...
Yep.
Everything he does, man. Appreciate you, man. And
for sure.
Look forward to your progress, bro.
I appreciate it, bro. I appreciate it. Shit. Well, you got anything in here?
Thank you guys for listening, and make sure you rate us on all of these streaming platforms. Please and thank you.
If it's anything lower than the highest thing, I'm taking it personal. Keep it.
You can keep it. We all need it.
So, with that being said, y'all, I'm taking it personal. Stay dangerous.
Got me laughing, I think I'm choking. This podcast, yes, the one I've chosen. Holla. Diamond wavy, always freaking joking. Turn the speaker way up, it's mixed emotions, and it's true. It be a whole lot of topics, and however they be feeling, yeah, you know they gonna drop it. So today, maybe they feel some type of way, but with wisdom and experience, a lot of things have changed, mixed emotions.